you can't get away from the fact that all children's books, even now, are didactic in some way, because there's a power imbalance between the adult writer who's got experience and the reader who is less experienced. And so writers always, even though they don't always say so, are trying to mould the children in some way. When things started back in the 18th century, this was very strongly religious didacticism, quite clearly. And all the way through the 19th century, there was a battle between the didactic religion and fantasy and things like that, which are much, much less religious. But nevertheless, even in the, say, the empire building stories, there you have an ideology of empire by Henty and people like that. And so children's books went along with that and fed it all the way through. So the ideology is always in a children's book, even now. The reason you have the good wins and the bad doesn't win, in generally speaking. And then you go into race and things like that. And all these things are always in children's books.